USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California again dealing with several major wildfires. The biggest right now, the Lake Fire in Southern California, which has burned over 11,000 acres. It's just 5% contained as of last night's update. And more than 100 homes have been evacuated near Lake Hughes, where this man says most of his part of the neighborhood has been wiped out.
It just took it out, you know, so it's just sad.
White House advisor and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, calling a new peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates a historic breakthrough, telling reporters the administration played a key role in facilitating the deal, which normalizes relations between Israel and the UAE. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Milwaukee's mayor wants to know if the city is on the hook for the money that's been spent on the now virtual DNC. A Milwaukee TV station reporting a letter from Mayor Tom Barrett is asking convention organizers how much Milwaukee might have to pay back. Barrett wants to know about security money and other things the city received. The CDC reports a quarter of young adults considered suicide over the past month, and it's related to the pandemic. The agency surveyed over 5,400 young people in June, and the results accounted for those aged 18 to 24. New data also showing a recent surge of anxiety and substance abuse among all age groups. More than 40% of the people surveyed say they've experienced a mental or behavioral health condition connected to the health crisis, and nearly 15% reported turning to substance abuse because of it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president continues to call for the safe reopening of schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
The mayor of a small town in Virginia is now being urged to resign following a Facebook post in which he claimed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima as his running mate, end quote. Luray Mayor Barry Pressgraves made the comment over the weekend and has since faced a bitter backlash from the town council as well as other residents throughout the state, calling him a racist. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.